Can you tell us anything whatsoever?
Thank you all for coming. At this time, I'd just like to apologize. We were unable to put together an episode this week. We had a lot of people out of town. And it's just, it's with a heavy heart that we announce that, yes, we did forget to record an episode this week.
I know you
just
Thank you. I would like to say that if anybody's going to take the blame, I don't think it should be me. Ryan, Grumpy Old Man, Stub, Roach, really anybody but me. I don't care. I don't want to take the heat for this.
Can you tell us anything whatsoever?
I do understand that our millions of listeners are going to be just devastated and the negative impact that we've had on their lives. So, again, on behalf of everybody here at Four Fat Guys Incorporated, my deepest condolences.
Excuse me.
While I know that nothing can truly make up for the loss of a new episode, we do have a re-release of episode 17, How Do Chickens Work, which was very well received at the time. Please, everyone, if you could just, we'd like to take some time for ourselves and our families. So at this time, no further questions. No further questions. Thank you. No further questions. Thank you.
Out a little bit. Now we got to smell your crap.
You know, Mike smells like bug spray because I was out in the woods.
I don't think that's all it smells like.
Today you were out in the woods?
No, but all week I have been.
I hope you've taken your shoes off before all week.
Yeah, you just wear them all the time.
He's got trench foot.
He goes to bed with these shoes on. I think, never mind. I don't know if we were on or not.
Yeah, we're on.
Wait, are we really going to have to smell his feet all night?
Yeah, this isn't a joke. This isn't a gag.
Yeah, look at him. He's got that smug look on him.
You know what? You're welcome to go to the studio in your houses.
Jeff's a cornucopia of inconsiderateness.
Hey, I think now that we're making money, we should consider building our own studio.
We're officially in the black.
We are. Well, no.
Oh, we're not. How are we officially in the black?
How in the black? Do you understand what the black is?
Listen, if you want, listeners.
So we're less in the red.
Advertisers, if you want to check out our numbers, please contact our accountant.
We're less in the red, but
we're less in the red.
Yeah.
You know how much that flash drive right there cost?
More than what we made.
That was $30, and I bought two of them.
So we're nice. Good job. Way to contribute. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Can we take a quick tour around the world of some of the people who have been listening to Four Fat Guys?
Yeah.
They're joke listeners because they saw Four Fat Guys. They go, oh, let's listen to Four Fat Guys.
They're probably rabid fans. You don't know. You don't know these people.
Yeah, why don't you shut up?
All right,
we'll start
a little closer to home. Hello, Canada.
Hey, hello. Canada. Hey,
Roach, you got Canada bashing the
yeah, you got no, bash I like Canada. Please bring back the Canadian maple cream.
Oh, hey. That's Tim Hortons. That's not.
Well, Canada needs to complain about
it.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Oh, there's Ryan.
You know what? I'm not doing that crap. I'm not doing it.
Jeff refuses.
This is Josh.
Yeah.
Roach. And Jeff sucks.
Okay. That's traditional. Who else we got?
We got some listeners down in Mexico.
Mexico.
Great Britain.
I've been to Mexico many times.
Germany, Belgium, Norway.
We used to go to Tijuana all the time.
India, Vietnam, Japan, the Philippines, and Australia.
So, you know why? All those European countries agreed with my take.
Yeah, they didn't hear that one. The BO one. You
no, we're going to walk. We're gonna,
lack of,
the,
no, okay, no, we're going to pass on that take. Why do you make us repeat it?
Hey, Ryan, can you reset that thing on the wall behind you for how many xenophobia-free episodes we've had?
Hey, can you remind me what horrible thing we said?
Yeah, this is true.
It wasn't horrible, and your wife backed me up.
Hey, but My family is still up in arms over the whole wedding that's happening this weekend, right?
Oh my god!
That's well, when our listeners listen to it, it will have already happened. But
is that tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say this
every day.
I just want to say this. Grumpy old man who agreed with Roach's take that it's stupid.
It is.
His whole family informed me that they got up at 4 a.m. when, who was the other princess? Who's the other one that got married?
William.
William married, who was it? Kate.
Right? Yeah.
When
Middleton.
Kate Middleton.
Why should I know that?
The whole family.
that is precious real estate in your brain.
He came out with that pretty quick.
Well, I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, grumpy old man didn't get up at 4 a.m. to listen to it.
Yeah, well,
I certainly didn't get up.
His family got up, and again, I thought I mentioned this, but my family again yells at me all the time that what's her name?
How much Markle
Megan?
Is Megan Markle?
I love how prepared you were for this anecdote.
Is an American.
Well, I don't understand what the point of that is.
They keep saying that you said over and over, nobody cares about this because they're not American, and they're just saying she is American.
Well, them marrying one American doesn't make the royal system American.
Whatever.
How many Big Macs would the royals have to eat before they became American?
Well, none if they went to a certain McDonald's.
Can we go to something that's factually based and not based in opinion? Would that be okay?
No, we can't do that.
So, if you remember a couple of episodes ago, Roach made this.
I don't remember.
Roach made this really absurd comment at the very end of the episode.
You know, we got a lot of votes on that. I noticed the other day.
Yeah.
Votes on what?
Which absurd comment did I make?
So Roach made this extremely absurd comment that he used to not eat before Steelers games.
Oh, yeah, he fasted before the Steelers games.
He would fast to make the pizza taste better.
Yeah. Yeah. On that topic, I seen Steelers 10 things you can do to prove things you do if you're a big fan. And they did not have not eating before the game on the list. I was shocked.
Shocker.
So clearly I'm above them guys.
All right, on a side topic, has anyone noticed that Roach always says, I seen? Constantly says that.
Has anyone noticed Jeff complains about everybody?
He also calls it, what's it called? Pittsburgh.
So I said, well, where's Pittsburgh? When did they get an NFL team? Is that in Pennsylvania too?
Although my family always tells me that he's the funniest guy on this show too.
Who, Roach?
Yeah.
Your own family says
that? My family says
that.
Man,
that's brutal.
And
that's
let me make one other comment that I was told that I sound like I'm drunk all the time when I'm recording here. So,
I will say our good cousin Johnny, who's been listening quite frequently to our podcast, did say that he thought it was hysterical that Roach talked like this was something that people actually do, just throwing it out there like, oh, hey, you guys remember when I fasted before Steelers games?
Well,
I didn't remember. Something normal.
I guarantee you I would have called them stupid several times.
I thought Stubb knew.
I don't remember that, but...
But I mean, do it every game,
we did a Twitter poll.
Yeah.
So give the results.
What's the results of that?
So I asked our fans.
Tell you what I answered.
If you commented. I asked them if this was something that they thought was reasonable or if this was just plain ridiculous. So the options for the answer were, you know, absolutely, this is something that people do because it's good karma. The second option was, no, that's ridiculous. And the third option was, I still hate you guys.
Oh, I think
I know.
I still hate you guys.
I think we got quite a few that said, I still hate you guys.
So 64% of our listeners said, no, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Stupid.
And how many said they hate us?
18%.
So what's 64 and 18?
Well, that's 82. That's above our.
Yeah.
So
82% pretty much said you're stupid.
Yeah.
18 said I'm awesome.
18% said that it is good karma.
18% felt sorry for you.
Now I know one of
these 18.
I know one of the people who was in the room said I still hate you guys, but I do like that there are people out there who saw the Twitter poll and said, I can't just scroll past that. I got to tell these guys they suck. Yeah. I got to let these guys know that they're just terrible.
If you're one of those people, let us know.
I agree with them.
Jeff probably did that, too. He probably...
You can't vote more than once, or I would have got us up a lot higher than 18%.
It would be interesting if you let us know which one of us you hated the most as well.
Oh, boy. We could do a Twitter poll.
I think we should do a Twitter poll on that.
I think I could win that one.
Win that one? Is the worst?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be the worst. They hate me the most.
It could be grumpy old man. It could be drunken stub. It could be the millennial.
Everybody hates diabetic.
Yeah. Hey, my... K-Dub.
Yeah, K-Dub.
She pointed out she waits now every episode to see when I'm going to drop that I'm a diabetic.
Yeah, we're sick of it.
Yeah, well, it's going to happen every episode. Well, now, you just brought it up, not me.
How many minutes did it take this time?
I didn't bring it up. Angry old man.
Let me check.
Yeah, but why would I bring
under it up? Under 10.
I bring
under
it up 10, because... It's brought up every show.
Well, I am diabetic.
He's having pizza tonight.
Well, you know what he's trying to do? It's kind of like on those TV shows where they say, you know, previously on Four Fat Guys. He's just catching up any new listeners who are jumping in on episode 17.
Yeah, but every episode they say previously on Four Fat Guys. Stubb mentioned he's a diabetic.
I'm trying to create an audience of
diabetics. Think how much he mentions it in his real life, because it's a lot.
Well, does anybody recall our Cousin Love episode?
Yeah, that's a funny one.
Yeah, we also conducted a very scientific poll as to...
We didn't get many responses to that.
Not as many, no. But definitely asked people if it was ever acceptable to marry their cousin.
That was probably too creepy for people to answer.
69% said no way.
How many? People?
Look at the moral codes of the United States. That's all I can say.
69% said no way.
0% said
why not. I loved
it
was 69%.
Right?
15% said if it was a distant cousin. And 16% said we're the worst.
Wow, that's staying pretty consistent.
So, I mean, there's
I don't think I voted on that one.
There's a solid...
I don't think I did either.
15 to 20% of our audience that just hates us.
Probably our wives voted on that one, saying, no way, that's ridiculous, or I hate these guys. There's either one.
I will give... I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but Grumpy Old Man recently went and watched Quiet Place.
I did.
A scary movie.
No spoilers.
How is that even possible?
No spoilers.
Why would you do that again? Why would you save it?
Scary movies different from horror. In my opinion.
So was this was...
I say it's not horror.
What's the difference?
Scary can be a thriller that, you know, stuff happens that is freaks you out.
Like tense.
Right, like a thriller, tense. Like, I don't think...
Silence of the Lambs.
Right.
There you go.
I don't think that's a horror movie. That's a thriller.
And that's what I found on this one.
So, another extremely scientific poll.
Not many responses on that
and
one.
Not many responses, but I asked...
Get on it, listeners.
If we're talking thousands as opposed to millions.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I asked if our listeners thought that A Quiet Place was a horror film.
Well, half of them haven't seen A Quiet Place. That's the problem.
Well, that's the thing. Well, if you didn't see it, how can you answer?
52% said yes, they thought it was, and 48% said no, they thought it wasn't.
There's 52% idiots
out there. So I think... I think that's pretty evenly split.
I can't vote on it because I didn't see it yet.
It's definitely not a horror film.
Have you seen it?
I seen the commercials. My son said, well, why would they want to live? That's stupid. And I said, I'd like to live there.
I'm telling you.
Because then you guys could talk all the time.
It is a well-done film. Very well done.
This is the dude from The Office, right?
The Office, yeah. And he was fabulous
What's
in the film.
Name?
John Krasinski.
He did this movie, right?
The acting in this film was very good. Right. Very good.
I like him. Yeah. He's good. Josh, did you see it?
No.
Thank God.
I have a 2-year-old, so I think the last movie I saw was probably 2014.
Lion King times this week.
Thank God Dax Shepard wasn't in the movie, otherwise Roach wouldn't have had any clue what the commercial was even about.
I just saw Dax Shepard today on... What did he do today? Something happened with Dax Shepard.
It was probably a Skype call with you, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't that. But
it wasn't our group chat?
It wasn't that. No.
How many times are we going to talk about Dax Shepard?
My Dax chat?
I'm sick of talking about Dax Shepard.
Like, come on.
Friend of the show, Dax Shepard?
Dax Shepard is not a friend of the show.
He is. He probably voted on all these Twitter polls we did.
You know what? If Dax Shepard comes and does a podcast with us, then he's friend of the
show.
We'll
do it remotely, too.
Until then.
We'll Skype him in.
He's just another idiot that's out there that's not a friend of the show.
Wow. Dax, you are not an idiot. But no.
There's
like
a lot
of
idiots
that
are not friends of this show.
So it's okay if you're a friend of the show.
Oh, yeah. If you're a friend of the show, you're cool.
You're a cool idiot.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to talk about the, was it Tim Hortons?
Yeah, let's circle back around to Kim. We talked about Tim Hortons earlier.
I believe it was Tim Hortons.
Was it Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
This is what Johnny
were showing that yesterday.
Yeah. That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen
Did
in my
you ever
life.
See the one in the supermarket?
No.
Hey, can we fill the listeners in?
All right, so, Stubb, you want to give us a lowdown?
Look
at
idiot. Doesn't even know. He's like,
can you fill me on
what's going on? I get this. Somebody sent it to me, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? This is unbelievable. There's no volume on it. You don't hear anything. But there's this woman that's, all I see is she's yelling at the guy at the cash register of a Tim Hortons. She's yelling. Then she's got like a coat wrapped around. Where was this at?
I think Johnny said it was in Ontario.
Okay. She's got a coat, you know, like tied around her waist.
And so to be clear, we did mention earlier that we do love the people of Canada. So
and I love Tim Hortons too, but this woman was she didn't. She didn't love it, no. She takes off her coat and then you see like there's a wall behind her. She like walks back to the wall, drops her drawers, takes her pants right down, squats down. Takes a dump right on the floor.
Pinches one off.
Right there. You see it drop to it. It's so disgusting because it just drops down on the floor. Then, no. You think that's bad.
And
like this.
You know what?
Terrible.
There's no backsplash.
You think this has got to be the worst thing you've ever done? But no. Then this woman, with her pants still down, reaches down and grabs it, throws it at the cashier.
Yeah, you know what I can't figure out? Why would she pull her pants back up before she throws it?
She's got more to do.
Because clearly she's working with
100%. No. So then she whips the poop at the dude. Then she grabs like the napkins off the counter, wipes her butt.
Did she fold or scrunch?
That was a scrunch. That was definitely a scrunch.
Can we get the CSI team to enhance?
We're going to have to enhance.
Clearly, there's something wrong with scrunchers.
I do think she scrunched on that.
Well, it'd be weird if she took the time
to wouldn't have done that.
Carefully fold.
Well, she had to do it twice, too, because she didn't get it all when she scrunched the first time.
You can't tell when you're a scruncher.
When you're scrunching, you don't know what you've got.
No, she needs to be clean.
So she does it once. Whips that at him, does it again, whips that at him, and then turns around, pulls her drawers up, and walks out
Okay, they need to, like, arrest and put her in a
facility. In jail for, like, a long time.
Come on. She's mentally
unstable. Wrong with her.
I hope so. I hope that's the case.
That's not normal activity.
If she's not, then she...
You heard it here first, folks.
I mean, if there's... Like, she's trying to fight it. Like, they shouldn't send her to an insane place. She just played the video. Like,
well, there's a video
the
on...
The judge would be like, okay, you're out. You're going into the...
I don't know where it is. It's in the United States, I think. But there's a woman walks in. It looks like it's like the frozen aisle of a supermarket. So just a supermarket. I can't believe you guys haven't seen this.
And this one also doesn't have any audio. It's just the security
zero
footage.
Audio, yep. She walks around the corner, but this woman, see, this one is worse in my opinion, because I think the other one's crazy lady.
Right.
This one just had to relieve herself. What she does is walks around the corner, and you see her look around.
She's looking to see if anybody's watching.
If anybody's
scopes.
She yanks, squats, drops a plop, pulls her pants up, and walks away like nothing happened.
That is gross. And this is
I'm talking, if you look at the time at the bottom of the video, standing up with pants on before the poop to after, what would you say, 10 seconds?
If that.
It's fast.
She piled right
out.
Really had to go, though. The poor woman was suffering.
It was like, that's the kind of thing you would expect from like a NASCAR pit crew.
I got a couple questions, though. Was it solid?
No,
it kind of looked ploppy. I'll say this.
All right. You gotta wonder.
We've all been in situations where you gotta go when you gotta go.
Right.
And I think that was one of those situations for her. Just happened to be in the supermarket.
But what supermarket doesn't have a bathroom?
You make it to a bathroom.
But if you
Hey, sometimes if you think like a super Walmart, you can be a long way away from the bathroom.
Look, and I'll tell you, I've gone, and I'm sure all of you have, and we probably shouldn't be talking about
this. Okay, moving on.
But do we have a break yet?
I've been in there a couple times where, man, I just made it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's definitely happening.
Part of it is the anticipation.
Well, like, you're on the
closer. The closer you get to the toilet, it's like, oh, it's more and more.
Well, yeah.
Like,
I mean, I'm telling you, I've dropped a couple from 2 foot off the seat.
Can you imagine, though, the first person that comes around the corner of that grocery store
steps in?
Because it does look like she's close to the end of an aisle.
She was close to the end, and it's right on the edge, I think, of the corner of that. We should bring it. We'll bring it up during break. I'll show it to you.
No, we don't want to see
aren't
that.
You really, like, though, if you're in a supermarket like that, don't you just say, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm pooping my pants now.
Well, that's you go to the bathroom.
Well, sometimes
you can't make it.
Sometimes you make the chance. You try.
You ever heard of irritable bowel syndrome? Huh?
Yeah,
not everybody's perfect like you, Rose.
You don't go to the supermarket then.
Don't you just start like running then?
Maybe
at that point?
There is a disorder,
running could
right?
dislodge it.
Oh, yeah, then it just stops.
I'm saying you're
out.
Mental if you do that.
I don't think this woman was mental.
I disagree.
Listen,
not the second one.
There is a medical disorder where it just like, comes on quickly. And
irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, irritable bowel syndrome.
That's right. And they're wearing diapers.
She didn't have her on.
She forgot it.
She
Rose.
Didn't have
she
you never forgot
it.
You don't forget it.
Because she forgot she had this syndrome. And she
Rose,
just went out of the house like, I got to get some bread and some milk. And is there anything else going on in my life? No, I don't remember.
And she dropped the Tootsie Roll.
People who have that disorder, it doesn't. It's not like they were born with it.
Yeah, sometimes
maybe this was the day she got it.
That's right.
This was the day she caught
irritable bowel
syndrome. She
had it, and then all of a sudden she's at the supermarket, and it's like, ooh.
So I'm saying me, I take the loss of my shorts.
Me,
right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have to have a mental problem.
This
woman, there's something wrong with her.
The question is,
maybe she had a lot of shopping to do and didn't want to feel that mess the whole day. Huh?
Well, she felt, though. You said it was a little... little slippery.
I can't remember. It looked like it was.
If it's a little slippery, then she just pulls her pants back on and leaves. There's stains, and it's like...
Listeners
yeah,
at home, Ryan
like
is Ryan's currently trying to push his face inside of his head.
Oh. All right, but say you take the loss in your shorts.
That I would.
Do you get rid of them, or do you try to wash them?
Oh, no, you discard those. Let's go to the poop.
You discard your whole outfit.
Wait, where did they go?
Where do they go?
They go like to the poop Hall of Fame or something. You can't keep them.
No, you discard your old outfit.
Do you throw like I'm not throwing them out anywhere in my house either though.
Oh, you don't want anybody to know.
Exactly.
You throw them in the trash and you
that's
the
what
trash
they,
in
that,
your house.
No,
in the trash
that's
bag
what,
and take it right out to the.
No, that's what the garbage cans at drive-thrus are for. That's the only reason. You don't have the food yet. Why do they put it there?
Can I just tell the world? I have never, ever, ever once wondered about anyone else's bowel movements and this.
I mean, it's just human, man.
It's human. I wonder because this woman at Tim Hortons. That was solid. That was a solid poop.
See, I didn't see the video, but I did
you
see the one.
You
got
to watch the video.
I saw the one in the supermarket.
This is the problem with cameras everywhere. There's stuff we don't need to see.
Yes, this is the problem.
I would rather some crooks got away with some stuff than having to see this.
Well, it's out there. You would never have to see it because you don't know how the computer works.
I know how it works for what I want. I don't want to look up poo-poo.
He knows. He seems to find the royal family plenty often
yeah,
enough.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
on everywhere. It was on TV today.
Well,
it's always on TV.
Is there anyways. Speaking of which, is there a Roach's rant this week?
No,
of course
no?
not.
No, okay,
of course
right.
not.
So what
why do any work for the show?
What are we like one every six episodes at this point?
Well, whenever
I think that's
it feels
a good
like
pace.
It. Yeah, whenever
we're
going to
be doing
like
a million of these. Like, what am I supposed to do on every other? Do 500,000 of them?
We got to be close to a break anyways. Isn't it food time?
Don't we have some people
I'm
to thank before
to
we
death.
Go to break?
I'm kind of hungry. What time is it?
We'll thank them after the break.
Oh, all right. It's got to be any minute now.
Oh. The food?
The food. Is well, that that's,
who cares about the podcast? Let's eat.
You know what? We're going to be taking a break and then eating, and then we're going to start the podcast up, and we're all going to have to go to the bathroom. I might drop one right here. I'm sorry.
Hey. Stubb has a one-in, one-out policy when it comes to food.
I'll talk to you after the break.
All right.
How'd you like the wings, Roach?
Well, they were good.
I thought they were okay.
You didn't like the wings? You know what was wrong with the wings?
Not done enough for you.
Yeah, I like them extra crispy.
I don't like them too crispy, though.
Do we have to get everything the way you want?
No, we
just had to get a thin crust pizza.
I got the thin crust pizza, and then I ordered two things of your stupid barbecue that
Roach didn't even eat them.
What are you talking about? I ate like 10 of them.
That's it?
I had pizza, too.
Well, that doesn't really count as pizza when it's thin crust, does it?
Does Ryan even know we're back to this?
Yeah. I don't
he's
mind
playing
thin
Candy
crust.
Crush or some bull crap.
It probably is.
Candy Crush.
It probably is.
What is he, a housewife?
While you guys talk about food, I'm going to, you know, do other more important things.
Okay. What could that be?
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
Yeah.
It's probably some stupid wrestling thing.
No. Who likes wrestling?
Mm-hmm. Nobody, I don't think.
Yeah, well, so anyways, I did get to see the pooping lady in the supermarket.
Ryan, did you see it?
No, I refused to
watch.
You
know what the funny part is when I looked it up, I found another one. And this woman, she drops her drawers, and there's a woman standing in the aisle. And she drops her drawers and sits in one of those, like, produce cabinets or whatever they call them.
It's a freaking epidemic.
Why aren't more people talking about the real problems in our society? Like grocery store.
But anyway, the one I talked about.
I disagree with you. This woman is nuts too.
No, I don't
think
so.
Here's why.
I can't believe it's an argument. You pooped at a store. You got problems.
I don't think she was.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because she did it very nonchalantly. Like she clearly does look around a little bit. But then she drops her drawers.
But she got it done and got out of there.
And I would say.
Oh, so because she can poop in the middle of a grocery store aisle confidently, she's got to be screwed up.
No. I'll get to the part where she's screwed up. She pooped. It did look like it could have been a little runny one.
It was a plop.
It wasn't a hard log.
It wasn't a Tootsie Roll.
There was no bounce.
It just. Splat right
I
now.
I hate everything right now.
Do we have a topic?
But listen, then she strolls out. Like, she doesn't run. Like, if I have to poop.
I can't run. That's saying, hey, I just pooped on the floor. I'm running. You can't run.
Oh, so you just go, doo-doo-doo. Yeah. I don't know what happened here.
Then if somebody comes by, she goes.
Crap laying on the floor.
Yeah, anyway, this aisle smells terrible.
Wow.
Right. She acts like.
She turns around and is like.
Wow.
Oh,
who did that? Yeah, exactly. If you
somebody should,
run,
hey,
know
go roll the
late.
Tape. Call security and have them roll the tape here. You got to catch
that
this poop
woman
bandit.
Continued shopping after that.
Oh,
I do too.
That woman's crazy. Then
that is crazy.
If
I
you
just
poop
pooped
in a store, you're crazy.
I'm getting the heck out of there.
No one poops in stores unless you're crazy.
Well, let me just tell you.
I'll say this:
people are pooping in stores because I just saw two of them.
Hey, crazy.
I question the people that use just the bathroom at some stores.
Listen, I'm
well.
Gonna
yeah,
say
that's
this.
A real.
There is some stuff in some of those bathrooms.
This was just on the news. Some superintendent, I think, at a school.
Oh, did we talk about this last week?
Oh, yeah, it was pooping on the track.
Pooping on the track.
Yeah.
This is an epidemic we got going on here, people.
What, but did we ever find out why he's pooping on the track?
Something's wrong with him mentally. What? He was trying to fertilize
this
grass?
This is
crazy.
At least a master's degree.
Maybe the budget was a little high at the school, and he was trying to help out.
Has something against
the
track
coach?
I mean,
he was repeatedly doing this.
Well, some schools do that like cow plot bingo. Maybe he's just saying, hey, let's save on the cow budget.
No. Let's not make it out like this cow plot bingo is really a thing. That's like middle of nowhere thing.
Hey, maybe that's cow plot bingo, maybe though. We should change cow plot bingo up a little bit and you get a, two or three people with an irritable bowel, and you just make them walk around out there until they can't take it anymore.
Well, apparently it won't take so very long.
Who's the winner? The one
the first one that plops, you bet on them.
Who? Oh, so we stand around.
In a thousand years, go, when they write the history of the fall of this country, that would be the start of the chapter.
Number 10 is my guy.
Look at him.
When did we know that the civilization was going to crumble? Well, they did have that day that they had a bunch of people with IBS run around a football field. Well, they bet on which number they were going to poop on.
I think that could win. Would they?
Yeah, that was probably the turning point. That's probably.
Are you guys saying I'm onto something?
I think you're onto something.
I'm not. Yes. I'm starting to think this might be our most offensive episode ever.
And that's really that's saying something.
Poop is a common everyday thing. We need to laugh at it.
It's all feces all the time, and now we're bad mouthing people with IBS.
We're not bad mouthing anyone. We're using that kind of have it a little bit.
The guy, the superintendent that got in trouble, he didn't have IBS. That was
intentional.
He was mad at something, so he was doing that.
I hope so.
I'm beginning to think the woman in the grocery store, she might have had a grudge too.
No, I don't think so.
She was too slick.
My take on her is she walked in, she had to go. She had to go really bad.
Oh, they're crazy.
Because even walking up to when she did it, when you have to go really bad, you're like fidgeting, and it's like,
the film's not that good. Maybe she was fidgeting.
I didn't see fidgeting.
But anyway, she walks up. She's got
now it's JFK back and to the left.
This is now it's happened. Our most offensive episode.
She was walking.
Thanks for getting us over the goalpost.
She was walking to her spot, right? She was walking in the store.
Yeah.
And she, the urge hit her.
See,
you know how it does, right? You know how it does.
Not like that. No, 10 seconds later, you're pooing.
Did you watch it, Roach?
No.
Why did none of you watch
them? Because we were eating.
Listen.
We're trying to analyze
on the NFL Sunday shows. There's never been a sports center where the guys haven't watched the plays.
Yeah,
you got to know what you're talking about if you're going to be on the panel.
For the podcast.
I don't need to.
No,
they're crazy.
When we sent four videos of women pooping in grocery stores to the group chat.
No.
There was no reason why. Why you couldn't watch that while you were eating your pizza and wings down there?
This has definitely become Kevin Costner and JFK. They're trying to analyze poop videos.
So anyway, all right, so this is what I think happened.
To find out the level of guilt for the people involved.
Okay.
This is what I think happened.
All right.
So the urge hits her. She knows she's got to go. And just as she realizes that, she looked at her list and it was really long. And so she thought, I can't do this whole list with this pain. I got to leave it. So she found a spot, she leaved it, and then she went and did her shopping.
Did she look for a bathroom?
She picked the aisle that she knew she wasn't buying anything in.
We need a close-up of her face, because I don't see any.
You gotta.
I don't see any pain. It looks.
You've
like
got to enhance the reflection on the other side of the freezer section.
You really don't see her face.
No, you don't see it, but I think you could zoom in closer. I want to see, is there like a little, some sweat beads or something?
Maybe we can get the FBI to look at the video and get you some better footage.
Yes, there needs to be better footage. Crazy people. Because I believe she just said, you know what? I'm taking a dump on their floor.
Law
care.
And Order 4 Fat Guys is it's a dumb show.
We're definitely going to have a spinoff podcast. Fecal Court. Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, all I could tell you is I typed in woman pooping in the store, and there were several of them.
There were several that came up.
And now he's on so many watch lists.
There's an epidemic.
And we're not saying it's all women. That's just what I put in because I was looking for the woman.
There's an app. We're gonna zoom in on this person, and we're gonna know who it is.
Listeners, please tweet at 4 Fat Guys Show every topic that we've had in the previous 16 episodes where Jeff has said this is stupid. Why are we still talking about this? Because he's been leading a conversation for 25 minutes about a woman pooping in a grocery store. And he's not done.
The other one I saw.
Let it die.
Hey, wait. Now, listen.
Why didn't you show me the other one?
Because we didn't have time. The other one I saw.
He's got all the surveillance footage on Blu-ray.
This woman, you see her face clearly. And there's another woman right in the same aisle across from her looking at the other side of the aisle.
Obviously crazy.
No, that's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe
some people just...
Listen, I used to work at a supermarket, and this is the truth. There was a woman. Now, she really was mentally, she was unstable. But she would come in and she would poop herself, not drop her drawers or do it. Like, that's total crazy.
I think that's better.
I do,
way,
too.
Way better.
But
way better.
It would fall through her pants. Like, it didn't stay there.
So you didn't get, so you didn't get a big plop. You just got driblets.
You got driblets. And you had to follow her out with a mop because she did that. This was for real. Yeah.
Ugh.
This was, that really happened.
That's awful.
You shouldn't be telling personal family stories.
Do we?
I've never had an accident like that.
Do we have anything
Has
else?
Anybody else had an accident like that?
Do we have a topic?
Do
a speed
we have
round
literally
with
anything
you know
else?
I think they had accidents.
I'm willing to talk about finger legs and leg fingers again. Do we have anything?
I thought Roach had something.
No. Roach does, yes.
Yes.
It was 5 minutes ago. You told us you had something.
He said he didn't want to tell the story, but he's
wait.
He has to tell.
Can we first? Can we first talk about the bombshell that he dropped on us at the break?
What bombshell was that?
When he said that he's going to be missing like 4 weeks this summer.
Oh no, he's not.
I think writers are fans. You need to write in to us and let us know. Should we just replace him? Is his time up?
I think so.
What celebrity should we hire for 4 weeks to play
Roach? Celebrity should you hire?
Well, I got one.
You know what?
Jack Shepherd doing?
I think I'll play his role because you sit there and you don't say anything.
It'd be easy to play your role.
If Dax Shepherd is available, we will gladly kick Roach out in a heartbeat. Forever.
If Dax Shepherd ever contacted us and said, hey, guys, yeah, I'm available. We wouldn't know what to do.
We wouldn't believe it.
We wouldn't believe it. What are we going to fly him out to Buffalo and then drive him an hour out?
He can pay for his own flight.
You know what's far more likely? We're going to get an email from him saying, please stop talking about me.
I don't blame him.
All right, Roach, tell us your story.
Okay.
Listeners,
true confessions.
A few episodes ago, we had the most embarrassing things of your life.
Now you're finally coming out with one.
So I was re-listening to the shows while I'm working on my house.
Uh-huh. It's like, this Roach guy sucks.
And it occurred to me that I had a one that was much worse.
Oh.
It just occurred to you. Didn't want to bring it up before.
He's known the story. He knew it the whole time.
I didn't know it at the time. I really didn't. But as I've listened to it, I'm like, oh, man.
This is
I can't believe
I repressed memory.
That one didn't come to my head.
Please don't tell me you crapped in a grocery store.
No.
Is this feces related? Should we
move
on?
No, it's no feces related, but it'll be funny, I think.
Okay.
For you guys.
I'm predicting it's not.
So I'm in school.
What grade is this now?
Sophomore year. No, junior year.
Junior year.
So you got to be 17, 16?
16. I graduated at 17.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to BOCES. So when you go to BOCES in the morning...
What did you do at BOCES?
Building trades.
Oh, well,
nobody has any clue what that means. So why don't you just say, I went to a trade program?
Well, that's what it was.
BOCES.
That screws up your schedule when you're in them groups because most of the school doesn't go.
Right.
So I had a gym class with like 8 kids in it. And we had 6 guys and 2 girls. And most of them were also in this program. And we would play we had a gym teacher, we'd play these stupid games. So
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Were the girls hot?
Yes.
Oh, you know it's bad now. he made a fool of himself.
It might not even be embarrassing in the big scheme of things, but in front of good looking women, it was definitely amplified.
Well, wait a minute. Were they well endowed up top?
Because we know that's what you like. Come on.
That's what he likes.
You said it on the show.
Somebody said that to me, too. Oh yeah, Roach didn't like whoever it was because she didn't have big enough boobs.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Hey, I'm just telling you what was on the show. I pay attention. Yes.
So anyways, we had to play this stupid game. I don't know if you guys ever played it, but they have a...
Oh, that's classic.
Sorry. I had something in my throat.
They have a hockey net, and then you have a dodgeball, and you can either...
A dodgeball.
A little dodgeball.
All right.
Okay.
And I love it when Tom Brady throws the football.
You can either take 2 steps or 2 dribbles or...
So handball.
No, well, then you had to pass it.
And because we only had two girls, one was on each team, and you had to pass it to a girl before you could shoot on the other team's goal.
Okay. All right.
And being 16-year-old boys, it got fairly competitive.
Okay. So it is handball. We're talking about handball, but you have to throw – a girl has to touch it.
Right.
And not what you usually think about when you say handball, but okay. Go ahead.
So whoever was in goal would come up so you could pass it around and shoot in the goal and try to get back.
Right.
So we'd rotate around. And I was in goal. We took a shot. I'm trying to get back. Guy passes it up real quick to a girl, passes it. I'm getting back. He takes a shot. I get nailed in the groin.
So it was kind of handball.
All right.
And I get dropped. Worst one you could get. Like, the guy was a pitcher.
So you go down hard.
So I go down hard.
The guy was a what?
He used to pitch.
Okay.
For baseball. I used to catch for him.
I thought he said picture.
Oh. So, right, so I'm down, and it's as bad as I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. I wish you would have.
So I literally just crawl to the – there's like a dividing wall. So I just crawl to the wall and sit.
Mm-hmm.
And they start playing again. And I'm just sitting there trying to catch my breath. Finally starting to breathe, thinking it's getting pretty good, and now class is breaking up.
And then you crap yourself?
No. So one of the girls who I'm friends with comes over, and she comes over to see how I am. Mm-hmm. So she comes up to me, and I'm sitting on my butt with my knees in the air, my hands on my knees. She comes up, so I look up to see who's over here, and she puts her hand on my leg and is like, "You okay?"
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, "Yeah, yeah."
You didn't pitch a tent.
I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I'm okay." So she turns, starts to walk away. The guys are leaving, but now I got a new problem.
You did pitch a tent. Oh,
I can't believe you told us this.
So I just waved the guys on. It was winter time, so I went over to the door and opened it up, get some fresh air.
Hey, you know what? Good to know your junk was still functional.
Oh, my Lord. So you sat it out.
I just sat there until everybody left.
Until they were gone, and then.
If that girl's out there, could you please contact the show, Four Fat Guys?
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I can't believe he went there.
Hey,
well, that's the story.
That's an embarrassing story, no doubt about it.
Yeah, that is embarrassing. I wouldn't have told it.
It's only embarrassing because he did tell it. Nobody else even knew this is happening.
He's the only one that knew.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe the girl knew.
At least in my story, there were three people that knew besides myself.
Did you pitch a tent when she put her hand on your knee?
Well, she's bending over. She's talking.
Hey, you know what? When you're 16, you're perpetually pitching tents.
Yeah, I mean,
we've just lost out.
It's
out
of control.
Audience.
Like breathing. I mean, it's like the launch code goes off.
Josh, you got any, what you call it?
For who? Who's listening at this point? I feel like we've run the gauntlet, and if you're still listening at this point,
aren't we almost done?
Tweet
Can we
in
be
here.
Done yet?
I'm launching a Twitter poll to see if we should replace Roach, and I think this story just sealed his fate. He's gone.
No, I think
he's out.
He's in for life now. You can't come out and announce that you pitched a tent and then be kicked off the show. He's in for life.
Yeah, and I said it thinking there's no way.
You know what the best part about it is? That was a month ago, and we didn't force him to tell that story. That was 100% his choice.
Yeah, he chose to do that.
And you know what? I'm proud that he said that first time was that's not an embarrassing story. I'm gonna really make up for this lost time.
I thought he was gonna say that she came over and told him that they could see his junk.
No, well, she was just come over to make sure I was okay.
And you were.
You were, yeah, clearly.
Everything was still functioning. So.
Wow.
All right, I got a quick speed round for you guys.
Here we go. Sweet. Now guaranteed to be stupid.
Would you rather have a chauffeur drive you everywhere or have a chef make all your meals?
Oh, this is easy.
Oh, this is definitely easy.
Okay. I like the detail.
You're pitching this question to four fat guys. It's 100% in this room. Chef, make all your food.
Yeah, me too.
Well, especially since I'm a diabetic.
Oh, yeah. Oh dear Lord.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, you already got it in this episode.
You need special food for when you're a diabetic, so it would be great to have
we just had flat crust pizza or thin crust.
That's probably not good for a diabetic, but it's better than regular.
Can we get a special sound effect for every time diabetes comes up?
Yeah,
on the show?
That would be nice if we had a sound.
Like, what
like
should
you
it
ring
be?
A bell every time diabetes comes up.
I mean, you're adding like 4 hours of production time to every episode now.
We don't see
Yeah, honestly, sometimes I look through the list of questions. I don't even know what I can bring up that's not going to circle back to diabetes. You want to know the one I almost gave you? And then I said, no, he might make that about diabetes too.
Well, how can you ask one about a chef and not expect diabetes to come up?
So I guess I kind of leaned into it because I was going to ask.
Hey, can I just say, looking at stuff from this angle with the sun on, it looks like he still has got a soft spot on his head. Are you sure that all closed up?
I don't know if I have much hair. I don't have any hair up there, that's for sure.
I was going to ask, would you
rather... comments like that I wish I was drunk when I was doing this show.
Maybe you should start. Jeez. That's where the...
But he can't drink because of the diabetes.
You can do hard liquor, right?
No, it's all sugar.
Yeah, that's not good.
Even hard liquor?
Yeah.
A lot of carbs in liquor.
Oh.
How's the coughing play on the show?
You know, it's great. Diabetic nutrition advice.
I have tried. I've tried to get the old man to get rid of the cats in this place. I have cat allergies. I can't help it.
We can find the studio anywhere else.
I've been going back and forth with a bunch of listeners, and they say I listen to Four Fat Guys for three things. I want to hear Stub crinkle bottles and hit the mic. I want to hear Ryan cough and sneeze directly into the mic.
It's cat allergies.
And I want to know all about diabetes. So,
well, hey.
I'm going to have to change our category on iTunes. This isn't a comedy podcast. This is a medical podcast. This is science.
From this point on, they're going to want to hear about Roach's embarrassing moments.
Oh, hey, speaking of food, though, we did forget something from a previous episode that we asked people to give us answers to.
And no one did.
We got the answers.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What was the question?
Roach's Pizza.
Oh, Roach's Nightmare Pizza.
Roach's Nightmare Pizza.
Is it flat crust?
It's going to be pizza with peanut butter and sardines.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He didn't balk at that.
He didn't balk
at sardines.
There were some answers sent in for that one, though. Did you see some of the stuff that came in on
in
that?
In the email? Or on Twitter?
I don't remember where it was, but there was...
Oh, there was an answer on Twitter that I don't even want to go into because it was like a half-living bird.
Yes, it was called Ball It. And it's an egg right before it hatches.
Yeah.
That is a,
okay, they
that's
don't
a
eat
delicacy.
That in this country.
It's a delicacy.
It's a delicacy.
In some other countries.
What, you got something against other countries?
Well, we know
I got lots against other countries.
don't encroach on Jeff. That's his whole brand.
He's ripped on every country so far we've ever.
We can't help
about.
It if we're Americans.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with being Americans, but there's nothing wrong with everybody else.
There's nothing wrong.
There is something wrong with alienating our listeners.
I mean, I could see if you were growing up with that, you could eat it, but I'm not eating it.
Well, I'm just going to say, too.
I don't know if I've had I've had sardines and I don't mind them. I think I could eat it.
I like sardines with hot sauce.
Yeah, I don't think the peanut butter and sardines is good enough. I think we could have done
better.
Whoa,
no way. Them are awful.
I think we could have done better than that. I want that other thing. What was the egg one?
I'm not eating that.
It was like balut.
Whoa. Hold on, buddy.
What's wrong, pizza police?
I'm eating a... chick that wasn't born.
Well,
2 seconds before.
Well, have you ever had a hard-boiled egg?
Well, that's 2 seconds before it was born.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that's an unfertilized. Isn't that how that works? Eggs are unfertilized.
Yeah, that's how they check.
Does
them
anybody
for.
Know how that works? Hey, we don't even know how chickens are born.
This is the science portion of the show.
Okay, maybe we could get Bill Nye to replace Roach.
And we can ask him stuff like, how do chickens work?
How do they do that whole thing? Back to Josh's question, too. Nobody picked a chauffeur, but, it would be convenient, but I also have, you know, motion sickness.
So, I have no interest either. In a chauffeur.
See, I would pick the chef, but I wouldn't want really want either of them.
I like driving.
Oh, I want a chef.
Why would you not want a chef?
That's just someone I got to talk to.
You don't have to talk to them.
They're in my house.
It's like basically eating takeout for every meal.
Nah, I wouldn't want someone stomping around my house.
If you can afford a chef, you can put your kitchen, build a kitchen.
In the backyard.
Even have to look at this person.
Did you guys just see our merch numbers? There's no reason we can't get a chef.
Personal chef. Right. Next week,
are you doing the don't name the name, but where they send you the food and you cook it?
Yeah. If any of you
don't mention
food,
it.
Food mail service things, whatever they're called, want to send us some free meals?
There's some that advertise a lot on podcasts.
Yeah,
you're doing one. How's that working?
We're not going to say how until they pay us.
Yeah, no.
we're not going to say who until they pay us.
It might be any of them. So,
what is it, a diet thing?
No, they send you a recipe and the food for it.
Like
and
the ingredients. Yeah,
like they send you the perfect amount of food for two people.
So let me get this straight.
So basically they go shopping for you.
But yeah. You've got you can't even, A, look up the recipe, and B, you don't even have the ambition to go get the.
I'll tell you who wished they had that service was that lady who pooped in the grocery store. She could have pooped at her own house and then cooked, and then she's pooping on her own floor. And who doesn't like pooping on the floor in their own home?
They send you this freezer pack filled box with all of the ingredients for. I think we get three.
Is that Omaha Steaks? Are you talking about?
No, it's not. But I think we get three meals a week, and they send you the perfect amount of ingredients for. Two people for each meal for three meals a week.
Two normal people or four fat guys people?
No, they're normal people.
Do you have one coming in both? So your name and your wife's name?
You're still hungry after it's
over. So there's enough for you?
No. It is a reasonable portion. It's not over the top, but it's not real skimpy either.
We find that reasonable portions really are not reasonable, right, Roach?
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Do they have like a... Plus, two plus
size,
like the Hungry Man XXLs.
Yeah,
the people in this room did finish a sheet pizza and 30 wings a few minutes ago.
Where you add on some extra meat, like double the meat, like a sub or something.
Thin crust, though. It was thin crust.
Thin crust, dude. Yeah. You can eat way more thin crust for sure. But I like the thin crust.
Without the bread, it's just eating like pepperoni and cheese.
I don't know.
Ryan, that is what pizza's like.
Did we mention to the listeners the reason we got the thin crust was because I'm diabetic?
We're done. Bye. We're over.
Bye.
As soon as he spits out the thin crust, I just say yes, because I don't want to hear the reason he's going to say it.
Thanks for sticking with us.
See ya.
Hey, everybody, this is Josh, the producer, again. First off, I just want to thank you for listening. We really appreciate the fact that you are enjoying this show for some reason. We're not going to ask any questions. Just a reminder, we are a bunch of idiots, and you should not take anything we say as legally binding advice or recommendations or anything. If anything, you might want to consider doing the opposite of anything we just said in this episode. We'd also like to thank the Gothsicles for letting us use their song Four Fat Guys as our theme song to the show, the intro and outro. If you want to go and check them out on YouTube, you can go ahead and find them. Just search YouTube, The Gothsicles. If you liked what you heard today, you can follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Four Fat Guys Show. That's Four Fat Guys Show, all spelled out. If you go to our website, fourfatguysshow.com, you can find more about what we're doing, what's going on, and you can also find a link to our Patreon site where you'd be able to continue to support the show. We've got some bonus content and rewards for different membership levels, so go ahead and check that out as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.